It's Wednesday, the 29th of July, as I'm greeted immediately at the back door by Mrs. Blackbird. Looking at me, as if to say, come on, throw something out. Now she's on the little water font bath. She's not drinking, she's just looking at me. It's a different morning this morning. It's much brighter. Hurrah, he says, hurrah. It's a 50-50 mix, I'd say. Maybe 60-40 mix. 60 cloud, 40 blue sky. It's fairly calm, although those clouds are moving quite high in the sky. But down here on terra firma, there's not even a breeze, but it's cool. Cool as in autumn cool. Heat's all going out the air. Any heat that was in the air is gone. Rain, more rain, and more rain. The ornamental grass is battered down again. Last year, I reported that ornamental grass was over 6 feet high. I remember distinctly reporting that, how grand it looked. This year, it's still only between 3 and 4 foot high. It doesn't look as elegant as it did last year. In fact, most things don't look as elegant as they did last year. Very few flowers on the plants that should have flowered. Mostly green shoots, new growth. As if the plants say, no point in flowering now. We'll just grow loads and hope that next year we'll get a good summer. Hello, Mr. Blackbird. How are you? Well, there's the bravado, right up to a couple of feet from my feet. I'm pointing the bucket now, the fence. Maybe Mrs. Blackbird, when she shot away there, went to him and said, hey, you go and try. He's not giving me anything. Little robin down, looking very cool. It's a lovely, bright, orangey red vest. Hey, hi. You know, I passed a tree yesterday. Drove past a tree. Actually, I drove past more than one tree, but. And I'm trying to remember where it was. But this one tree was already going into its autumn phase. Oh, crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So I slept well enough last night. Not too bad. Got up okay. That's about it, I think. Feeling indifferent. That's what I would describe my mood this morning. I'm neither up nor down. I'm like the grand old Duke of York. not sure he was indifferent, but he was neither up nor down. What does that mean? Hi, how are you? How are you feeling today? Oh, I'm neither up nor down. Huh? Won't ask him again. I was at an older couple's house yesterday picking up some stuff for donations, basically, for my wife's charity car boots. The guy, he's a nice guy, really nice guy, but he doesn't now keep well at all. But with his limbs, he can walk, but it's more a shuffle than a walk. And I got some of his medical history. A little bit too much of his medical history, actually. But in a way, it's great that people think or believe that you are the type of person that would share stuff like that. Or maybe that's not the case, maybe it's just they like to tell everybody. What is it, the old famous little sketches, you know? They moan about their ailments and finish off by saying, but I don't like to talk about it really. Oh really, I wish you'd said that half an hour ago. Well. It's when you hear about other people's lives, stuff you would never know otherwise, than when you visit their home. Yes, I meet more people than not any other person, but most people in general. I meet more people and hear more things than others, simply because of the nature of the beast, as I say, going to people's houses to collect stuff. Sometimes it's waiting at the door for you, other times it's you have to meander through the house and upstairs and pick stuff up from there. And all the time you're getting a little bit of their lives. Bits of their loved one's life if they've lost them recently in particular. Makes me think about, you know, our own lives, my life in particular. You know, when my turn comes to go. Not that I'm thinking about going. No plans to go yet. I don't know what God's plans are for me, but you know, I'd be awfully upset with him if he took me too quick, you know. I'd write him a cheeky letter. Say, you didn't give me enough time, man. You didn't give me enough time. I wonder who would hear my parts of my life, my history, parts of my world. I go and I hear, I listen. But no one in general asks, inquires. They want to offload some burden or some part of their life on you. Never saying, and how is your life, you know? Not that much. I mean, I don't go for that reason. I mean, now I'm just getting myself complicated. I don't expect that. I don't want that. I'm just thinking, yeah. Someone come to take stuff away from my house one day. Yeah. I wonder if my wife will tell them about me. I'm not down, by the way. I'm not down that way. I'm not feeling that way. My mind's just running in that direction. And I'll stop at that because the sun's made its way through, albeit not full bore, but immediately making a difference to the glistening garden, and lighting up those gazillion of tiny beads of water on the clothes reel, clothes line, not clothes reel. And all too soon, the clouds wrap their bodies around it once again. Like a big duvet. Hear ya. You must be starving. You don't normally pester me that much. What do you want? Do you want some granola with raisins and almond slices? She's down now too. Two of them. Two chucking away. Okay. Okay. God, you know. These wains. Never stop feeding them. Right, I'm going.